But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
The first day I chance on this video, I get connected. I called him and he said, I'm also connected. And the first time he came around, we all saw what God did through him. But this visit is on another level. We welcome all the pastor friends and my sons around, the runaway sons who are here. You're welcome. The runaway sons. Thank God for the apostle. He has brought the kobolos into town. It is where. Apostle did not come alone. He came with his companion, kingdom and ministry companion. Jesus sent them two by two. Don't go alone.
Yes, Christos,
for two are better than one. It's a powerful, dynamic evangelist. Ghana, Asankul, help me welcome Evangelist Zoe Zuahu Emmanuel. Zuahu, say Zuahu. His name sounds like a tongue. Zuahu. Come on. This day the devil will be able to drop back when he hears Zuahu Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. So God is Zuahu. Then you will see. Thank you for coming. We love you so much. On behalf of my pastoral board and on behalf of my wife. In fact, my wife is here.
Da Yirewaha.
That's my wife. If you don't know him, but that's my wife. Dynamic industrial. I can't describe her yet. I really love her. Don't be jealous. And on behalf of my general overseer,
The
apostle over this commission,
Right
Reverend Dr. Nananyanimbuodum. I introduce to the podium the servant of God, Apostle Emmanuel Epher Isaac. Listen. All the way from Kaduna, Nigeria, in charge of Anakazo International Ministry. Check with Jesus' joy. Let's receive the apostle. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Who is excited in God's house? Very quickly, before God begins to bless us lavishly, I want to regard the presence of some very special people in our midst. Let's begin by celebrating the Holy Ghost. It's only a few of us that are sensitive to his presence. And when your life has captured his essence, there is no place you will go to that he is not there. Even when you go to bed, the Holy Ghost will follow you to your dreams. He is your closest companion. You can't escape from him. You can't hide from him. Even if you make your bed in hell, dear, he is with you. He is the dimension of God that proves I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, during your life, you will make friends and lose friends. You will trust many people and they will fail you. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He is your biggest support in life. And I pray somebody will stop ignoring him from today. It is also my prayer that somebody will make a very productive friendship with him from today. We would also celebrate the angel God has given us over this house. Our own man of God. Is that how to celebrate your pastor? Thank you so much, sir. You know, when we say angel, for the sake of those who are very triggered by every word, the word angel means messenger. And in the book of Revelations, we continue to see the angels over various churches. If the Lord has given you a message to a people, you are the angel of that message. When you carry the message, there will be a proof that a message was given to you. Because in the kingdom, we are like town criers. When we begin to make the announcements of the Lord, people convert. Every one of us here approves that God has given our pastor a message. And I also want to use the opportunity to celebrate all the ministers of the gospel here. In word also and in songs, we celebrate and honor you. Without wasting your time, can we pray for 1 minute? Ask the Holy Ghost to change your life. Ask the Holy Ghost to bless your life. Ask the Holy Ghost to do a new thing in your life. Ask the Holy Ghost to do what only Him can do. Go ahead and ask the Lord. Oh, Shahalabande Hasila Havaradoma. Oh, unto you who answer prayer, we have gathered that by your mercy, you will look upon us with favor. Oh, great one, we have gathered. Unto you alone shall the gathering of your people be. Show us your face. Show us your mercy. Go ahead and pray wherever you are. Lord, don't let me go back like this. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Please turn to your left and to your right.
Unifa ubankum.
Welcome somebody to God's presence.
Mobi akwaba.
Be gloriously seated.
Manakwaba ebenu nyemfia.
Our text is taken from the book of Psalm 110, verse 3.
Enyom, ohani etu.
But I don't want us to read from verse 3.
Mepase ye kenken free imu miyansan.
Because I want us to get a holistic picture.
Sanse mepase ye nyam funini ye.
So we start from verse 1.
Si ye beshe ase free bako.
In Psalm 110, verse 1.
Ye beshe ase free.
The Bible began to speak there. It says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. You will see two Lord in that scripture. There's the first Lord that is capitalized all through. And there's the second Lord that has the capital as the first letter. So there is a conversation between Lords. The Lord that is capitalized all through said unto the Lord that has the first letter capitalized.
This
is a very strange scripture. Such matters should not be found in the Old Testament. All prophets in the Old Testament didn't have access to this kind of knowledge. Because what David was speaking about here,
if we said David
is the coronation service of Jesus Christ. What David was speaking about here,
the David Wahano,
is the day God glorified Jesus. Before this event will happen physically, Jesus will need to enter the world and die. He will need to be resurrected. He will need to present his blood before the altars of heaven. His blood must meet the demand and the claim of divine justice. The wrath of God must have been satisfied. Then they can give him the constituted power of all creation. You would remember if you are a Bible student that part of the things Jesus said to his disciples when he finished his work, he said, "All powers have been given to me." There is a question I want to ask you. When Jesus was turning water into wine, when Jesus was raising the dead to life, when Jesus was curing lepers, many mighty works he did, what is he making reference to now by all? What is the power that he was not giving access to before now? It will interest you to know that before we understand this properly, it will be good we open the Bible so that we don't tell stories. When the Bible says, "The Lord said unto my Lord,"
the Bible
it was that David, because of hunger, because of desire, he showed us that it is consistent with scriptures. That a man can be ahead of his generation. He journeyed into many hundreds of years to come.
David to quine.
And just like the Bible will say, men who have journeyed into the power of the age to come, there were things that were reserved. People tried to peep into it, but it was not given to them. But David saw it.
Now, so David ohun ye.
And if you were around when David was speaking,
say enka wo ho, emra David kasa.
If you were in the palace that day,
say sa da lo wa infie wa.
All you will be hearing is the lyric of a song.
The obetia ni ye enyum enyum.
You would think it's just a very nice lyric he was arranging.
Nah, I said ye enyum uti enyum uti enyum.
But it would take hundreds of years for the stature of his utterance to be validated. So we return back to our anchor scripture. The Lord God the Father said unto my Lord. You need to look at exactly what David was saying here. Listen, Jesus is your only connection to God. When it comes to that total capital letter Lord, they call him the Lord. When it comes to Jesus, he calls him my Lord. Your lordship, that lordship we speak about in this context, you can only strike relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
So,
in that scripture, it says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand." What is the right hand?
Then in Senifa.
The right hand is not this side of his throne.
And in Senifa say mensa we defa.
The right hand is an office.
Ejumedie.
The last time I was in your city,
Namiwo,
I had the chance to see the ruler, one of the traditional rulers of Kumasi.
Minya kwenya ekohu.
Whenever you have time, I recommend that you go on an excursion to furnish your mind with kingdom vocabulary. Everywhere there is a throne, There is a seat that is beside of that throne. That seat is not the right hand. It is the person that sits on the seat that is the right hand. Every king has a right hand. The right hand of a king is the person that has the capacity to carry out judgment and dispatch judgment when the king is not available. There is a ring in kingdom days that they give to the right hand of a king. If he says anything and seals it with that ring, it is considered that it is the king that said it.
So kebibia na odisa ring ne esia no a yagitum se ohene na akasa.
What was God saying? Sit at my right hand. What was God saying? Sit at my right hand. God was going to go into a new mission. The Father was going to embark on a whole new assignment. He was going to invade the earth realm.
Na oba abebwewura asase mu.
That God that could not be related with before, that men had to go to mountains and send one person as their representative to go and hear from him.
Se nyame na ne nipentimi enko nanim jise wafo bipo bi ansan wakotie sanctioning nyame bi no.
That consuming fire that people run away from every time his instruction thunders. He is about to become known to men. There are three different dimensions of God that has encountered mankind. First is God for us. That is the dimension of God the Father. That is when he isolated a people and gave them his name. That's what you will see with Israel in the totality of the Exodus.
Israel,
God's own nation. So God isolated a people and gave them his name. There's a second dimension of God.
It's
called God with us, Emmanuel. That God that they could not touch, they could not speak to, they could not see all along. Now became flesh and dwelt among us. And in this dimension of God, called God with us. If you are with me so far, can you say amen? It's unfortunate that while we had God for us, we did not discern our visitation. We did not realize the move of God. When that move was rounding up his visitation, prophecies began to come out. Many men who had access to the hidden things of God began to prophesy. A virgin shall be with child, and she shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Listen, why they were saying these things, nobody understood what they were saying. You know why? They were ahead of their generation.
The
things they knew, it would take hundreds of years before their time catch up with it.
And Isaiah says
he shall be called wonderful.
Isaiah says
he shall be called counselor. He shall be called the mighty God. He shall be called the everlasting father. He will be called the prince of peace. Guess what? That visitation came. And the people still did not discern their visitation. He came to a point, he looked at Jerusalem and he cried. He said, "Oh Jerusalem,
oh Jerusalem,
if only you knew the moment of your visitation." Man missed God for us. Man still missed God with us.
I
bring you a very serious conversation this night. We are in the last dispensation of the Spirit. It's not God for us. We have missed that one already. We have missed that one already. It's not God with us. We have also missed that one already. Now is God in us. Unfortunately, many people will miss it. They will live their whole life as mere men and die like human beings. In Psalm 82, he says, "I say unto you, ye are gods." Why? Because all of you are now children of the Most High God. There are only a few people here that will test of that dimension before they die. There are still people here that witches will molest their life day and night. There are still people here that sicknesses and diseases will ravage them till they die. And when heaven want to check what is wrong with their life, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That becomes their challenge.
Now, I was saying,
the things we do, as God gives us grace to travel around, many people believe that we are called. There is a special ordination of God upon our lives. This is the normal Christian life. It is just unfortunate that too many people don't enter into their ordination. So the few who contend and know God become supermen. I wonder, sometimes I wonder, two of you are giving birth to around the same hospital, around the same age, you grew up together in the passage of time. Another person is now bringing prayer points to meet a human being that both of you arrive time the same
time.
You are now meeting him and telling him to help you talk to God. The problem is ignorance. The problem is laziness. We refuse to grow. We refuse to know God. And so what is our inheritance becomes something Satan bargains with us. If you know how many of you sitting here are mighty, Sometimes it is in eternity you will look back in regret at the things you wasted. Sometimes in eternity you will realize what you are running away from should run from you. There are many mighty people sitting down in this church this evening. But they have been living in fear because they have not discovered their identities.
And so,
what I want you to come into the knowledge of at the end of this conference. I just want you to believe what God say you are. That's all. And watch how your life changes like day and night. Listen. He says, sit thou at my right hand. Until I who? Who?
Why?
The Father.
Ejano.
Until I
me.
Make your enemy.
Maye watanfo.
So listen. Satan is not the enemy of God.
Bonsam onye nyame tanfo.
Satan is the enemy of the Christ.
Bonsam oye Christo no tanfo.
God is too highly placed for Satan to initiate enmity with him. So that scripture says, until I make your enemy, not my enemy, is your own, is you he's dragging with. This is why, in his many pictures that he represents in the earth, one of his titles is the Antichrist.
Antichrist. No?
What he is fighting is the Christ. It's not God the Father. God the Father is too highly placed.
In fact,
in the days where the sons of God gather, Satan also comes to pay homage. In Job chapter 1, if you know how highly placed you are, what God did was that he put us to be responsible for playing the role of the master of the universe.
He
delegated power to us to control anything that happens both in heaven and on earth. This was what Jesus meant when he says, all power has been given unto me. So now both angels, demons, whether you are operating in heaven or you are operating in the underworld, all powers has been given unto me, says Jesus.
What their mommy, yes, yes, yeah.
Do you know why we share the things we share? Because I'm trying to show you that Jesus did not receive these things for himself. The totality of this mission was you he had in mind. He was trying to do something that will make the devil mad. Our ancestor Adam lost something. And Satan thought he had cheated man. In the place of what was stolen, God gave man something way bigger than what he lost. What Adam lost was dominion over the earth. What Jesus gave back to Adam is dominion over all creation. It was an angel that swindled Adam and collected dominion from him. When God wanted to restore what was lost, he gave Adam authority over angels.
So that
when a genuine man show up, if he speaks, both heaven and earth is subjected to his rebuke.
So kasa osoro ni asase ya asutie.
So whatsoever you bind on earth,
ti dia obachichiri wasase so no,
is bound in heaven.
Ya chichiri wasoro.
Whatsoever you lose on earth,
your best sane wasase so no,
is loosed in heaven.
Ya sane wasoro.
Not too many people know these things.
Ejidi pa bebre ne nim sadi.
We talk about it with our mouth, but our life does not believe it.
Ya dia no kan be ya bra bon chire.
Let me tell you one truth.
I mean, kind of cringe though.
Our knowledge will differentiate us.
What
you know will differentiate you. Because the totality of this whole work Jesus did was to bring us into a higher place that we have never walked in before.
He did to me.
Part of Jesus' meditation while he was carrying out this assignment. You see him praying to the Father, Father, I will that where I am, there will my servants be also. Because Jesus is not interested in glory without you. The Bible says we are seated with him in Bible, heavenly places.
Bible says,
far above principalities and powers. Where did we start our journey from? The Lord said unto my Lord. Sit thou at my right hand. You know what it means?
What he has here?
Step out of your work.
Jaunyuma.
Allow me to do the work now.
Ne mamenye juma no.
He says, until I make your enemy your footstool.
Osi enkosi semaye wo otanfo no onase.
It is God that is working now, it's not you. If you are still walking, you are walking in ignorance.
So,
if you are still laboring, you are laboring in ignorance.
You
cannot heal anybody, it's God that heals. You cannot lift anybody, it's God that lifts. You can't bless anybody, it's God that blesses. As a matter of fact, he put Jesus on the executive seat of heaven so that when angels are looking at the throne and they want to worship, the face of the person they will see is the face of Jesus. The Bible says it has pleased, in fact, in him the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily.
Bible see ni mu enyaminimu nyina ehye maye.
In case you didn't get that first scripture, the Bible says he is the express image of the invincible God.
Was it Christo eni nyankopon na yehunu no yehunu?
Meaning that if you want to see what God looks like, they refer you to Jesus. They say, look at him there.
So person who
But do you know why God resurrected Jesus' dead body? He didn't just carry only his spirit. He took his physical body into heaven. Because he wanted a creature that looks like me and you to be the person who is sitting as God in heaven. This is why when you say in the name of Jesus, out, demons move, because they see a God speaking. They know that you are the one sitting there. There are many creatures in heaven. There are six-winged creatures. There are elders with crowns. Listen, there are creatures covered with eyes, totally Ezekiel spoke about. There are seraphs of fire. We have guys like Michael that they don't talk much about. Only when there is war, then you hear his name. In the midst of all these supernatural guys, it has pleased the Father to glorify us. I said us, because if you cannot see yourself in Jesus, you have missed already. You must see yourself inside him as he is seated. Before you sit with him, you must die with him. And so this is what the apostle meant when he says, I am crucified with Christ.
When I
you will need to die to this mundane life. Because there is a supernatural element that everybody must enter if you be relevant now. And when you find any man that knows this truth and walk in it, it looks like a star among men. But this is the inheritance of every child of God. Can you tell yourself, I am a child of God? Can you tell yourself again, I am a child of God? I'll see what I want to show you. Go back to our text. Psalm 110, quickly. Verse 2. Verse 2 says, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Listen, you need to realize exactly what God is saying here. You need to realize the state of the place you found expression. The scripture says, I send you as sheep among wolves. The scripture says, the whole world lieth in wickedness. It means that the scripture also added that the devil is going around like a roaring lion looking for who to devour. This is the state of things on ground. Is this kind of place they now put you inside? A place that is covered with darkness. A place governed with gross darkness. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 2, the Bible says, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. It says gross darkness will cover the people. This is the kind, the state of the world that you are being brought into. So your enemies are already gyrating in power. But you were sent to rule in the midst of them. I have good news for somebody. The world is not going to become better. The wickedness of Satan will not reduce. If you are waiting and say, Kai, the world is becoming very evil by the day, we are trusting God that it will reduce. It will never reduce. We are heading towards the end of time. And the Bible says in the last days. These are the things that will finally culminate the end. Iniquity will abound. The love of many will wax cold. Men will become lovers of themselves than lovers of God. Wickedness will become the order of the day. I have good news, like I said. The world will not become better. You will become stronger. When men shall say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting. Have you seen anybody trying to market a torchlight in the daytime?
When will be an autumn torchlight? Behind that,
you don't sell light in the daytime.
Yenton high or high meremu
is darkness that makes light marketable.
Esum ene maye to kania.
We are in the days of the sons of God.
Yawonyamema meresu.
Guess what the Bible said?
See the Bible.
It says in Isaiah chapter 60.
Isaiah 60,
verse 2 says, "Behold,
sefe,
the darkness shall cover the earth."
He
says gross darkness will cover the people. Guess what he said in verse 1? He says, "Arise and shine." All this while he didn't say shine. Don't arise yet. Wait for something that will make your light bright. Darkness has come to announce us. It is in the thickness of this darkness. That is when that your little light that nobody is appreciating, you will become a reference point for nations. Brother, sister, keep praying. Keep building that light. Ghana will not ignore you forever. There is a darkness coming. It is that darkness that announces the sons of light. There is something you know about God that will not make you confused. There is something you have practiced with God that will make you a solution. You will soon see people so confused running from pillar to post. But for you, all your Bible study, all your prayer, all your fasting, every word you have read, he says, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The good thing is when this darkness comes, because it has been declared, it has, you see, what we are witnessing in the world now is layers of darkness. Have you seen any star shining in the afternoon? Do you know why they are not shining in the afternoon? It's because another star, brighter than all of them, is around. I hope you know, if you didn't miss geography class, that the sun is also a star.
Now, one kind of geography says,
there's a bright star that eclipses all of them, so nobody saw them. The moment that star step out of the way, then you can see all of them. I'm trying to tell you that that bright star that is the sun, the center of the ecosystem, the solar system rather, is a typology of Christ, the pattern son. Immediately Christ was stepping out of the world, he looked at us and said, "Ye are the light of the world." You are a city set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. Christ has finished his work here. He had delegated authority to us. It's your own time now to shine. It's not a prayer point. It's the truth of the gospel. If you are not shining now, you are behind. Come on, tell somebody, "I am the light." Say, "No darkness will survive me." Listen, there are different kinds of darkness in families. Darkness of sicknesses, darkness of causes, darkness of lack and poverty, we just need light. God says, arise.
Sorry.
How many people will arise this night? You know what it means to arise? It means change posture. It means change mindset. It means change belief. You are not a victim. You carry the DNA of God. You are born again. Can I share something with you? The same way Jesus was born, and everybody gathered and called him the son of Joseph, they refused to believe that he was born of the Spirit. They continued to be offended when he showed up to his hometown. They said, is this not the carpenter's son? Are his sisters not among us? Because that was all they knew about him. It came to pass. On a certain day, he attended a service like this. And the preacher was John the Baptist. And John was speaking about something God was doing as a new move. He was crying, repent! For the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus was on the queue. John looked at everybody. And said, oh, generation of vipers! It did not offend Jesus. He waited for his turn. Because he knew that something that was lost must be restored before any man can be relevant. There is a spirit element that Adam lost. And so you will find in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
Genesis, Moses,
the Bible says God formed man of dust, not from dust.
God
formed man of dust.
Nipa obo no wodotiemu.
And breathed into his nostrils.
Na ohumigu nimu.
Man became a living soul.
Na nipa beye okra tiasefo.
See it, it's in your Bible. Man of dust.
Your Bible name.
Showing you that it's not where he came from.
Like I said, nipa en free dot yemu.
That off there is talking about the type of man.
Kasafa nipa pro
is man of dust.
Nipa oye dot ye.
As at this level, he was already man, but he's only a man of dust.
Na oye nipa die, na so say nipa we.
Is that your Bible?
Yeah.
Did you realize that God did not breathe into any fish? He didn't breathe into any cattle? He didn't breathe into any bird, but they are all alive?
So when we say nyangupo wa humi engu enam emwe bie mu, na so wonya na so wonkwa.
So the breath is not for life.
Inti sa humi eno enye the other better na say.
Because when God forms something, there is a biological essence of life that comes with it. That's the kind of life goats have and dogs have. Biological life. In fact, in Leviticus, the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the dust, is in the blood.
In Leviticus, Bible says,
so there is a kind of life that is powered by blood. That was why they said God formed man of dust.
Because
at that level, he will just be living for how he feels. The way an animal, when he wants to eat, he moves around. Man will just be roaming the
earth.
God was not ready to leave man in that level. So God breathed into man the breath of life.
See
what the Bible says, and man became. Say become.
Become.
To become means you changed.
Na nipa baye.
He was no longer man of dust, he became a living soul.
Na nipa baye okrati asefo.
This living soul he has become, he is now superior to man of dust. It means there is a superior life he has now that can suppress the yearning of hormones and biological demand. It means his body can tell him to do something, his hormone and his feeling can say do something, but he has the capacity to suppress the demand of hormones.
As a
it is because of this life that the breath was breathed into him. You will remember God telling man that the day he eats of that fruit that he was not supposed to eat of, he will die. To cut the long story short, man ate. And what man imagined death to be like was not what happened to him. Guess what happened to him? He returned back to man of dust. In Genesis chapter 3 verse
19,
when God returned and man has disobeyed, God returned and looked at him. The same God that just stepped up his life to a living soul, God looked at him and said, dust you are, and to dust you will return. You who was made a living being, you have lost that spirit essence and now you have been reduced back to dust. But God left a prophecy. Because God has a plan. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 14.
Genesis 3.
God told the serpent.
He
says, because you have done this, you are cursed above the cattle of the field. He looked at the serpent. He says, on your belly you will go. And he says, dust you will eat for the rest of your days. All of us here know that snakes don't eat sand.
So
God was not telling the serpent that you will be eating sand for the rest of your days. They were communicating in metaphors. That dust God was talking about is the type of man. Since you were able to bring man down using his desires, I limit you, Satan, to only do business with man using his flesh. The dust. So he says, dust you will eat for the rest of your days. But God says, while you are eating dust, you will be going on your belly. Is that in your Bible? Meaning, you will operate from a defeated position.
Any
day man will discover who he is. Any day man learns to tame the desire of the flesh.
Any
day man receive the spirit ingredient to master this dust man,
you will
no longer have power over him. I have good news for you. That breath we lost inside Adam has been restored in Jesus Christ. There is nobody here that Satan is bigger than again. Satan is crawling on his stomach in front of you. You stand tall when he crawls. But my people perish for lack of knowledge. Don't let Satan give you sleepless night after this conference. Satan should not make you fast. Fast because you want to know God. The way of princes in this kingdom, they know their rights. And in kingdom, if you don't know who you, the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, although he be Lord of all. The Bible says a man in honor without knowing is like the beast of the field. Can you tell yourself, I know who I am? Come on, somebody will say it again, I know who I am. I am a child of God. You know what happened? The moment you receive Jesus into your life, you have received that breath. The presence of the Holy Ghost is different from the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus.
Any Jesus Christ ne home home.
It's Holy Ghost, right?
I am home home.
I like it. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Any Christ ne home home.
When you receive Jesus into your life,
Emra uchi Jesus Christ abrabumuno.
He has come into you.
Wabetna umu.
How many people are actually conscious that the Holy Ghost lives in them today? How many of you know that God is inside you right now? How many of you know you carry God? Let me share something with us before we pray. The identity of a body is the identity of the spirit that is within it. When the spirit of sickness enters a human body, by the way, the name of that spirit is the spirit of infirmity. That spirit will leave a fruit on the body to prove that he is inside the body. The fruit that spirit will leave is sickness, as a sign that the spirit of infirmity is staying here. When the spirit of insanity comes upon a person, it will leave madness as a fruit that he is inside. I'm trying to say that every spirit has its own fruit. When the devourer mounts upon a person's destiny, it leaves poverty and lack as a fruit that I am here. When the Holy Ghost is inside you, there are evidence and fruits that he leaves. You cannot reveal the Holy Ghost today, tomorrow you reveal devourer, next tomorrow you reveal the spirit of infirmity. You must decide today who owns this body, who lives here. Can somebody tell themselves, I am for official use only?
Official use only.
Have you seen government cars before?
Where
they write for official use?
Buy cars, no?
It means no other spirit has the right to use your body except the Holy Ghost.
As a trainer said,
my body is a no-go area for any other spirit. Have you read the scripture? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
What kind of?
There are people that will be healed cheaply this night.
And simple cry.
You know why? Because the Holy Ghost took charge of his body. you will know that the Holy Ghost cannot share that body with any other spirit. And so the good news for everybody here, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. How would Christ strengthen you? Christ in you.
Christ,
the hope of glory. The totality of this whole business is to bring Jesus and put him inside you. So that when Jesus is inside you, your identity is the reflection of the spirit that is inside you. Now you can reveal Jesus. Because the Holy Ghost is inside you. There are people here that will receive the Holy Ghost for the first time today. There are those who have never spoken in tongues before and you desire it, and he will give it to you. But the most important appointment is that you surrender your life and open your body to him as your Lord and Savior. Only him becomes your Lord. If you put one leg in the world, one leg in God, you will fall for many things. I just want a people this night that will vow that my life belongs to God. I will live to please only Jesus. I would surrender totally to his will. Today, I want a people who can sign out of any other thing that is not of God, that is finding expression in their life. You are here. And you are tired of being a slave of sin. The solution is Jesus. You are tired of being a slave of sickness. The solution is Jesus. You are tired of bad luck and all kinds of unfortunate circumstances around your life. The solution is
Jesus.
You must decide this night. My body does not belong to any other spirit except Jesus. If you want to experience total deliverance, live in holiness. There is nothing more secure than a holy lifestyle. There is nothing more safe than holiness. When the way of a man pleases the Lord, he causes even his enemies to be at peace with him. If you live holy, your prayer points will be few. If you are doing in and out, today you are with God, tomorrow with Satan, you will pray all through your life. Let me tell you the normal state of a holy man. The Bible says no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. The scripture says any tongue that rises up against you, me, God, I will condemn. The Bible says he that digs a pit for you, that person will fall into it. The Bible says anybody who rolls a stone against you, to him it will return. This is the lifestyle of a holy man. God will fight many battles for you without telling you. It's called the unseen battles. We don't live holy. We don't live holy. Yet when Satan attacks us, we start shouting before the gates of heaven. Have you not read? He that breaks the edge, the serpent will strike. You must be violent about holiness this night. I choose to be holy. You know you can be holy, right? You were commanded to be holy because you can. He says, be ye holy. Even as your heavenly Father is holy. What the Bible is saying is that God cannot give birth to anything lesser than himself. He says, as your Father is holy, prove that you are his children. Be holy.
Bible person says,
live in holiness and you will be amazed how few your prayer points will be. How did Satan get access into your family? How did that sickness enter your body? How did witches, how did they go and lock people in the family down? When the location of a holy man is you are hid in Christ and Christ in God.
How did they
locate you and catch you and bully you? Because you lived outside Christ.
As a child, I said, we free Christ.
Your biggest defense is holy living. Tonight, I don't want anybody to deceive themselves. I've come to call you into a deeper life. I've come to invite you into your inheritance. It is your own, but it's only your own in Christ. And so we all have to come into Christ today. You are here. And while I was teaching, the Holy Ghost began to lay it upon your heart.
But
you need this encounter. You need to surrender totally to my government. You need to turn your back to the world. You need to live pure and stainless before God. There is something called the beauty of holiness. It is only spirits that behold your splendor when you are
holy.
It is beautiful to be holy. There is a freshness that is around your soul. Even Satan knows that you are spotless before God. It is holy living that made lions, they lost the taste of flesh when a holy man was thrown into the den.
It is
holy living that made fire lose the capacity to afflict men when holy men were thrown into furnace.
Do you
realize that the cases I'm mentioning, none of them prayed?
It is
about stature and nature.
Who are you with God?
Can I share something with you? There are too many things that were designed to answer to nature, not prayer.
Yeah,
there If you are a sinner, you are a baby, you are still crying, no matter how long you cry, there are things they cannot trust you with since you are a child. When you grow through compliance with God, there are things you will never have to beg God for. It's your own. Do you know that nobody is supposed to ask God for food?
Yes.
Do you know that nobody is supposed to ask God for healing? I want you to forget this shortcut thing we like to do. Somebody should vow after this conference that I must grow in God. Somebody should become angry with their spirit and decide that I will live right with God.
So that
spirits can begin to gist about you. Job was just living his life on earth.
Na Job obone bra.
And ancient spirits were gisting about him.
Na ahonhun titi ahonhun.
Have you seen my servant Job?
Edin ehun komo. Ma dream maku ahun.
I pray your lifestyle will make your name a news in heaven.
Me pa ni se wa bra bo ebe ye.
You are here. You are here and you know that this is your moment of destiny. You are here and you know that God has positioned you this evening to change your story forever. It begins with submitting to his government. If any man be in Christ,
he's
a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. You are tired of what is happening around your life? Come to Jesus. You are tired of the witches and wizards that buffet and afflict the family? Come to Jesus. You are tired of rising and falling? Come to Jesus. You are tired of sinning and backsliding and repenting, sinning, repenting. Come to Jesus. Wherever you are, I came for you this evening. I need you to get up wherever you are and come. Come quickly from wherever you are. I want to have the privilege of leading you into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. I want to lead you into a new life in God. Come wherever you are. Come. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You are here and you need that new birth. You are here and you know that God does not rule over your life yet. Come. Please don't stay behind. Come. Let's go ahead and pray from wherever we are. Begin to talk to God from wherever you are. Begin to speak to Him. I need you, oh God. I need you. I need you, oh God. I need you.
Listen.
God's people, there are several of them who are not free. They are slaves to addictions. There are secret sins they are dealing with. And they are telling themselves that one day they will be free. One day they will overcome. That one day for you is today. That one day is today. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. This is a day of deliverance. But you must lose something. You must part way with the old ways. So I give the opportunity again to another brother. To another sister.
Come.
Jesus waits for you. You are tired of being a victim of this evil that Satan is doing. You don't want to pretend. You are not interested in any reputation. You just want to get it right with God. I'm inviting you because I know exactly the particular attack Satan has on this generation. He wants you to look like it. He wants you to talk like it. But don't be it.
But man, yes, sir.
And so today, in the next 2 minutes, I give the last opportunity. You want to declare openly that you live only for the authority and the government of Jesus. Wherever you are, come now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 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 Come. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. Come. Thank you, Holy Ghost. No man can come to the Father unless the Father draws us near. If God is drawing you to himself, don't resist him. If God is pulling you closer, don't ignore him. Your destiny is at stake and God wants to intervene. It is for your good.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. His presence. To everybody who has heard the call. What is happening here is the convergence of an army. These are the people who can hear the alarm of God. Let it grieve your heart. When the word of God can no longer break you. Let it grieve your heart. When your reputation becomes too big for salvation. It is a tragedy. I know many of you sitting here.
Minim.
You are supposed to be standing. You are supposed to be standing here. I am seeing your helplessness. How are you this proud? How did you ignore salvation? What did Satan tell you? That you should not worry. Today, I celebrate everybody here. I want to pray with you. I know that you are not sinners. You are those who can hearken to the call of God. And so say this prayer with me. Say, precious Lord, I declare you as Lord over my life. I give my life to you, Jesus. From today, I receive power over sin, over iniquities. I receive power to become a child of God. No iniquity will have dominion over me. I reign over sin. I reign over darkness. My light begins to shine. I am a light of the world. I believe you died for me. And I believe you rose again. I believe I am saved. I believe I'm a child of God. Congratulations to you. Let me pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your sons and your daughters. I thank you for your mercies that has drawn them close. Now I pray that your spirit be made available sufficiently, lavishly to them. Plant in them a yearning for your presence and a hunger for righteousness. Keep these ones spotless from the corruption of this age. And use their lives as witnesses even of your name and of your kingdom. Such as I've received, I give to them. Let your power be made manifest upon their life and use their life to declare your work. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Please celebrate yourselves. Celebrate yourselves. God bless you.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.